for Ag Life. I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
People really don't know, and so they need someone to tell them.
That's Auburn University student Taylor Evans, one of three students in the United States who won a $2,000 scholarship from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association for outstanding college beef advocates, allowing Evans to further her study in the cattle and beef industry.
I am a junior studying agricultural economics, and I really enjoy being an advocate for our beef industry there because a lot of people don't know that our food comes from a farm. They think it comes from Walmart, and so that's what I'm really trying to do on my college campus.
The more she's out and about advocating for agriculture, she realizes the gap that needs to be filled between farm and fork.
I was working a dairy show in Montgomery, Alabama, and I had a woman ask me if that brown Swiss cow made chocolate milk. And so that kind of triggered in me that, hey, that people really don't know, and so they need someone to tell them, and I'm going to be that person.
So what's the first step in bridging that gap?
I just start a dialogue and just say, hey, how are you? And just try to figure out what they do know, what they don't know, and just see if I can leave them with a little piece of information.
And as she meets more and more consumers sharing the story of the cattle industry, Taylor says people are generally interested and are asking a lot of questions.
They do, especially younger generations. They're really interested of where their food does come from. And so when you start that dialogue and you are able to answer their questions, they're really appreciative that they found someone that has those answers.
So what does Taylor hope to do in the near future at Auburn University?
I'm studying agricultural economics and business, and I really want to go into sales and marketing because I like being a people person. I really want to work with producers and try to figure out what's best for their operation and see if the company I end up working for can help them fulfill those needs.
That's Auburn University student Taylor Evans. The area of drought across the country is expanding, that according to the U.S. Drought Monitor.
From 26.4% of the country to 29.7%, so it's a 3.3 percentage point increase.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the report isn't as bad as it seems.
At the highest levels of drought, D4 or exceptional drought, we saw a slight decline in coverage from 2.1 to 1.9% of the country. We did see some much needed rainfall, particularly across the central and southern plains, is where we saw some of the greatest improvement.
That's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, and now with more cattle news here on Ag Life, here's Patrick Cavanaugh.
And Bill, you know, it takes a lot of work to convince some groups that the cattle industry is very sustainable.
Absolutely. We may not have the answer, but believe me, we're coming up with it.
That's Jim McCann. He's a cattleman in southwestern Missouri, and he serves on the Beef Sustainability Board of the NCBA. Talking about how sustainable we have to be in the cattle industry. And it's particularly tough in meetings where environmental groups are there, really challenging the cattle industry by either protecting the sage grouse or other species or go out of business.
I have frequently told these people at these meetings, you know what, there's a lot of really intelligent people in this room, a lot of really well-educated people in this room, but less than 1% of you have any idea what it takes to produce beef on a daily basis, what this guy that owns these cows, how he feels about what he's doing, how he feels about the animals he's got under his care. There's a passion there that I don't think you can find in any other industry that guys like me, that's all we know.
McMahon describes how important the profession is, how much he loves his animals.
We have spent our entire lives doing just this. And believe me, those animals are important to us because if we can't have them make a little money, we may not survive. When I don't survive, then a whole nother segment of industry is going to suffer because the ag industry is suffering because of the demands that they're making on us. And it's all going to come full circle.
That's Jim McCann, a longtime cattleman in southwestern Missouri. Stay connected on Twitter, Cattle News USA. For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.